It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Leaders in the split legislature are remaining tight-lipped about the state budget that goes into effect in July. They are agreeing on how much money they're working with, about $7.35 billion. And there's a lot, though, to talk about what's been happening at the State House. We'll get into that now with IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
One of the big things last week, there had been months of anticipation, and that is when Medicaid, the joint federal-state program for poor and disabled people, got handed over, the management of it got handed over to private companies. What can we expect now?
Well, patients have already begun navigating the new system even ahead of the April 1st rollout. And one of the concerns, as you know, has been patients having to switch their doctors if their doctor isn't participating in the new program. And we are hearing stories about problems with that. If your doctor isn't on board with one of the for-profit companies and you want to keep your doctor, it's possible to work that out on a case-by-case basis with the insurer. But what we're hearing is that will at least involve some delay in treatment, which, of course, is worse the more medically fragile a patient is.
All right, so when will we know how this is going, if it's working, if it's not? Weeks, months, years?
Well, a committee in the Iowa Senate just last week grilled Medicaid officials for an hour and a half ahead of Friday's rollout, and Democrats tell us that that's going to continue. So I'm sure this program is going to be under scrutiny for a long time. The Attorney General's office will also be involved. The program managers are working with the AG on performance standards. So if the companies, for example, fall short in answering calls to the helpline, then some of their payment would be withheld. Senators also had questions about how open the company's books will be for them to take a look. And a deputy attorney general told them last week that they can see whatever they want to see.
Now, the governor has signed some bills this last week. Which of these new laws are important to note?
Well, the governor went to a gun shop in Grinnell last week to sign the bill that legalizes gun suppressors. He was at Brownell's, which sells gun parts. And here's what the governor said at the bill signing.
We thought this would be an appropriate place to sign it. We invited a couple other companies that are also involved in the firearms business. It's going to help grow jobs here in Iowa, and it's also going to help preserve hearing. So we think it's a very good thing.
And that gun suppressor bill had the most bipartisan support of any of the gun bills this year.
You'd mentioned last week that you think something will likely get done on the issue of water quality. It's looking less likely, at least, that the governor's water quality plan that tied sales tax funding to school infrastructure, that plan's going to go anywhere. What kind of indication do you have that something's going to keep going, that this is going to stay alive through the end of the session?
Well, there's a Republican bill in the House that is advancing. It would deal only with cleaning up Iowa drinking water. Under their bill, cities would get money from a state fund for water treatment upgrades. The main Democratic criticism of this is that the bill does nothing about pollutants going into the water. In the Senate, Majority Leader Mike Gronstall says the legislature ought to try to do something significant this year. He says we continue to look for opportunities to begin a process that deals with this large problem. He favors committing ending balances to water quality in years when the budget is strong.
I guess we'll also be watching to see what happens with that sales tax for school infrastructure. Joyce, what else are you watching this week?
Well, you made reference to the budget, and hopefully there will be progress on the state budget. That's been slowed down because of reduced revenue estimates. They have less money to spend than they thought they were going to at the beginning of the session. And so the governor and the Senate are having to trim their earlier budget requests and then get those in line with the House Republicans. Bottom line is that's contributing to a little less optimism that the legislature can adjourn by its scheduled April 19th adjournment, but you never know.
Of course, you never know. Time will tell. River to River today, Monday. It's our legislative day. What's on the show today, Joyce?
We'll be talking about a bill to legalize and regulate fantasy sports betting.
Okay. Joyce Russell, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Kai.